This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. This week, Russia's parliament is expected to approve a sweeping reform of the system of social benefits, which have been in place since Soviet times. The administration of President Vladimir Putin wants to abolish things like free public transport for senior citizens and war veterans and replace them with cash payments. The changes have provoked worry among many Russians. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins us now from Moscow. Lawrence, is the proposal as radical as it could sound?
Well, in some ways it is, because this system of benefits did exist since the Soviet era. And the way in which it worked was it did not depend on your income, for instance. If you were a pensioner, if you were a senior citizen, once you turned 55, you automatically had the right, for instance, for free transport, free public transport, or you automatically had the right to have cut-rate phone service. So what's happening is the government wants to redirect these benefits, which everyone received, regardless of whether they needed them or not, and redirect them towards people who they say actually need them. So it is very radical in the sense that it marks the, I would suppose, the removing many of the final vestiges of the system which had existed since Soviet times.
Now, what is President Putin trying to achieve here?
Well, what the government says is that there's a lot of corruption in the process. What happens now is that state institutions which provide these services receive huge payments and that they do a very poor job of executing their duties, and that this will eliminate a lot of the fat in the process. These are tremendously expensive payments to these companies, and that it will put money in people's pockets and people will use the services more sparingly, perhaps. So that's part of the theory to make it a more market-based system.
Now, what's been the reaction?
Well, it depends on whom you speak with. If you're talking about people in the cities, quite often they've been worried about losing their free transportation. They worry that the money that they will receive won't be enough to make up for that. People in the countryside, for instance, quite often would say that they'd rather have the cash payment because many of the services that the government is providing, theoretically, they don't use anyway. For instance, a person who lives in a village does not use public transport, so they would rather have the money in their pockets to use as they see fit. Although social polls have shown that most people regard the proposals the government's put forward as fairly unpopular. They haven't been very popular. Most people have expressed worry about these proposals.
And Vladimir Putin, not particularly worried about his popularity here, I guess?
Well, coming off an election in which he took 70% of the vote, he's at a high mark in his popularity. He has full control of the State Duma, the lower house of parliament. He doesn't have to worry about his popularity very much. Even if this is a fairly unpopular measure, President Putin doesn't come up for re-election in another 4 years. Many people speculate that he'll try to stay in office anyway. He has full control over all of the levers of power. So he really doesn't have to worry about his popularity at this stage too much.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Noah.